Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, guys? It's Christian Welch with the Fantasy Authority, aka Evil Empire FF on Twitter, bringing you some more content today. Today, I've got a top five 2022 running back class, so next year's rookies. So we'll go ahead and dive into it right now. At number five, I have Ole Miss running back Jerrion Ealy. Absolute freak athlete. So coming out of high school, 5'9", 190 pounds, five-star running back, number three overall running back in the country, number 29 overall player in the country. In addition to that, he was also a first-round Major League Baseball talent. So could have went in the first round in the MLB draft, but was clear that he preferred football, was very transparent with the MLB teams that he attended on attending Ole Miss. And, you know, did not go in the first round of the MLB draft for that reason. Nevertheless, enrolled at Ole Miss and brought his athleticism there. Freshman year, carried the ball 104 times for 722 yards and six touchdowns. Also tacked on 20 catches for 172 and a touchdown. Followed that up last year in his sophomore year with 147 carries, 745 yards and nine touchdowns, and also 15 catches for 155 in the air. This guy has incredible burst. He's got great contact balance. He is as shifty as it can get in the open field. He's got great hands. There's a game against Cal last year where he literally made a diving sideline catch, brought it in with his hands. Like, this looks like stuff that you were seeing Devontae Smith do last year. So he's flashed some incredible hands at Ole Miss. Outside of that, this dude has breakaway speed. There's an 80-yard run against Vandy where you can literally see flames coming off this guy. He's housing it so hard. So Jerrion Ealy is a guy that I love his athleticism. I like what he's done at Ole Miss so far. Ole Miss is a team this year who's, you know, they're usually loaded with receivers, but right now they're not. So I expect the offense to completely roll through Jerrion Ealy. We know Lane Kiffin likes to throw the ball a lot, so I expect him to maybe catch 30, 40 balls this year as well through the air, which for fantasy will have him rising up our charts. At number four for me, I have Kyren Williams from Notre Dame. So Kyren Williams, 5'9", 195, four-star, number 24 running back coming out of high school, number 367 overall. So nowhere near the blue-chip prospect that Ealy was, but more productive college player so far. Didn't do much his freshman year at Notre Dame, but last year as a sophomore, 211 carries, 1,125 yards, and 13 touchdowns. Also tacked on 35 catches through the air for 313 yards and a touchdown. So again, 5'9", 195, another smaller back, a lot like Ealy, but he plays bigger than his size. This guy is very physical. He's looking for contact. He's looking to inflict pain. He's got great vision. He's got great balance. He's a very patient runner, lets the blocks develop ahead of him. Notre Dame is a school that's known for good OL and good tight ends, so you know, it's good that he is able to do that in college, but he is just a tremendous, balanced, patient runner with great vision, and he's going to have a long NFL career because of that. Number three for me is kind of a sore subject for me. It's my former Tennessee running back, Eric Gray, who is now transferred to Powerhouse, Oklahoma. Eric Gray is 5'10", 205, four-star, number three all-purpose back coming out of high school, number 184 overall player. As a freshman at Tennessee, 101 carries, 539 yards, four touchdowns, 13 catches, 115 yards. Last year as a sophomore, 157 carries, 772 yards, four touchdowns, and 30 receptions for 254 yards and two touchdowns. This guy, I mean, you can't really look at the stats and try to judge him off of that, because I cannot exaggerate enough how horrendous Tennessee has been in offense the past few years under Jeremy Pruitt's administration. I mean, I can't even remember a touchdown that we scored in the Pruitt era. Tennessee has been so bad on offense with that regime. But Gray, nonetheless, that 772 yards last year at Tennessee is probably the equivalent to a 12 or 1300-yard season somewhere else, you know, on a school that actually wants to score points. But Gray, explosive, fast, makes defenders miss with his eyes. I mean, this guy will have somebody faked out 10, 15 yards before he gets to them. So just very, very talented in the open field. He's a good pass catcher, and he's over 200 pounds. When you're watching him play, he's very shifty. He's elusive. He's quick. You think he's a smaller back, but he's packing 205. He can get in there on the goal line. And like I said, the big play ability, 94-yard touchdown against Vandy as a freshman. I mean, he's just a, you know, total package for me. I'm sad to see him not on my college team anymore, but I'll be having him on my fantasy rosters going forward. Number two is Isaiah Spiller from Texas A&M. So we're getting into the bigger backs now. 6'1", 225. So this guy is a good-sized dude. Four-star player, number nine running back coming out of high school, number 152 overall player, 174 carries, 976 yards, 10 touchdowns as a freshman, 29 catches through the air for 203. As a sophomore, 188 carries, 1,036 yards, and 9 touchdowns, and then 20 for 193 through the air. This dude's big and strong. He's got great vision. He's balanced. He sheds contact like it's just wind hitting him. He's very punishing, very similar to Kyren Williams. He's looking to inflict that contact. He's got good lateral movement to find the hole. He doesn't dance around too much either, just enough to find the hole and punch through it. He's extremely athletic. I mean, like I said, that 6'1", 225, good enough speed. This guy is a tremendous athlete. He does lack long speed, though. So, I mean, if he's housing like a 70-yarder, you're probably going to see him get caught from behind. So he does lack that very, very top-shelf speed. But nonetheless, a big back. Good enough hands, very, very balanced, great vision. This guy's going to be a tremendous NFL running back going forward. And number one for me is by far the most productive player on this list. So Breece Hall from Iowa State, 6'1", 215, four-star player, number 22 running back, number 339 overall coming out of high school. So not as crazy high rated as Ely, Gray, and Spiller, more similar to Kyren Williams as far as the recruiting rate goes. Iowa State's not a very popular school, but, you know, they've got a good history of, you know, producing some NFL talent for us. As a freshman at Iowa State, Breece Hall put up 186 for 897 and 9, also tacked on 23 catches for 252 and 1 through the air. As a sophomore, though, here's the absolute insane season for Breece Hall last year. 279 carries, 1,572 yards, 21 rushing touchdowns. Also tacked on 23 catches for 180 and 2 touchdowns through the year. So we're talking 23 total touchdowns, you know, almost 1,800 total yards, almost 300 carries. This guy is an absolute workhorse. So a little bit lighter than Spiller, but also another big and strong back, 6'1", 215. Tremendous patience, tremendous ability to find the hole, a lot like Spiller. You're going to hear a lot of debate between Hall and Spiller about who's the top guy. For me, Breece Hall is a much better pass catcher than Isaiah Spiller. Breece Hall actually has a pretty tremendous route tree. This guy can run multiple routes. He is definitely going to be a factor in the passing game. He has very soft hands. Just looks natural as a pass catcher for a running back. He did have a 75-yarder against TCU, so he showed us some of that long speed. But a lot like Spiller, I think at the NFL level, he's going to get caught from behind on some of those long runs. So nowhere near as dynamic as a Gray or an Ely, but just an absolute complete back. Tremendous hands, and my gosh, is he the most productive of this group. So Breece Hall comes in for me at number one. Couple honorable mentions, guys that just barely missed this list. We've got Zamir White from Georgia, who coming out of high school was the top back in this class unanimously. Multiple major leg injuries, though, have dropped him behind for me, as well as the fact that I like his teammate at Georgia, Kendall Milton, a little bit better. Another honorable mention is a guy that I, you know, wasn't even on my radar a couple years ago. So Kevin Harris from South Carolina. So Marshawn Lloyd was the big guy coming into South Carolina, has a devastating injury in camp last year. Kevin Harris becomes the guy. And my gosh, did he take advantage of that? Kevin Harris is now going to be somebody that's on your Devy rosters, maybe a first round pick in your rookie drafts next year. So Zamir White and Kevin Harris, keep your eyes on them. But for me, the top five, Breece Hall, Isaiah Spiller, Eric Gray, Kyren Williams, Jerry and Ely. So that's all I've got for you today on my top 22, my top five 2022 running backs. Again, you can find me on Twitter at EvilEmpireFF. Don't forget to subscribe to the Fantasy Authority, and we'll see you next time.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.